So what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Barb, and I'm from a small town called Fort Saskatchewan.
Final 2.0 is a cooperation between some Finnish and Canadian schools. So what do you think of the project, and what has your stay here been like so far?
I think the project's an awesome idea. I've never had an opportunity to compare the education system in Canada to another country, and I find Canada and Finland are very similar, so it was kind of nice to see the similarities and the differences between our school systems.
Did you learn anything surprising about the Finnish education system?
The amount of your courses are a lot shorter than ours, so but you take a lot more. So for example, in Canada you would take two to four math classes, where you guys take, like, how many, what's the most math courses
about
you can take?
12,
yeah. So your courses are divided into a lot smaller segments,
yeah.
Where ours are a lot longer. So that was surprising.
What do you think are the differences between our school here in Ivalo and your own school in Elk Island?
Well, it's a lot smaller. You guys seem to be a lot more less structured, if that makes sense. So like our students usually, they go to school from 8 until 3. And you guys kind of like, you're like, you're in class and then you kind of get a break and then you go to class again. And probably when you're younger, it's a lot more structured. So looking at like the third years, you guys are just pretty much taking the courses that you need to get into your programs next year.
Yeah, so. When we were in lower secondary, we always started at 9 and we always ended at like 14 o'clock.
Yeah, so 2 o'clock,
so
yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I find is kind of cool. Yeah, and I like the idea how your courses are a little bit shorter, so when you guys write an exam, you don't have to, other than in your third year, because those exams are kind of cover everything.
Yeah, they cover
everything. But like in your first year and second year, your courses, you're writing an exam and you only are studying for like 5 weeks of material, not like 5 months
of
material.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
So you're a teacher. Which subjects do you teach?
I teach math and I do a little bit of textiles.
Yeah, and what age students do you teach?
I teach, so we, high school, so for you it would be year 1, year 2, year 3? Yeah. And then we also have grade 9s.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
I like how every day it's very different. It's not monotonous, so we're not doing the same thing over and over again. And I work with a really great bunch of teachers back home, and our kids, just working with our students and helping them learn and achieve goals for the future.
Do you live far away from the school where you work at?
No, I'm less than a kilometer away. Yeah.
So what is your way to work? Like, do you take a bike or a car?
I take a car, so I have young children, so I have to drive them around town to get them to school and get them to daycare, and then I go to work after that.
Yeah,
so, but I like how you guys like bike and dirt bike and skidoo in the winter. I think that's really cool.
Did you have any stereotypes about Finnish people before you came here?
I guess the only stereotype is that I felt you guys were very similar to Canadians in that you loved hockey and it's cold and very similar to us, and it's winter a lot of the time. So, and it looks like even here in Ivalo, like it looks very Canadian. There's a lot of places in Canada that look like this.
I thought the Finnish people are more like closed up than Canadians. The Canadians are more social.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard that too, but you guys are very good at carrying on conversations and asking questions, and so, yeah.
It's nice to hear.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, have you learned something new about the Arctic areas of Finnish Lapland?
The reindeer herding was very interesting. I didn't know anything about that. The Sami culture was very interesting, just to learn about like the three different languages and
Yeah, you went to Inarit yesterday,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
What was the most interesting thing?
The most interesting thing, the vocational school was really cool because we have nothing like that in Canada. And just some of the really interesting programs that you can do, and the skills, like the artwork that they're making there is unbelievable. The parliament was really neat to see, like we don't have something like that in Canada. And for like the reindeers, the little marks they make on their ears for the family, that's really cool.
Yeah, do you have any expectations for the rest of your trip?
No, I'm excited for our trip tomorrow, so when we go to Norway, because I've never been that far north before, and I'm hoping to see some northern lights, but it's been really cloudy, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that'll happen, but maybe.
So. If it's cold and dark, then there might be northern lights, but
we're
hoping for them.
So I hope so, but if not, I guess I'll have to come back and see. So,
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.